Rajan O king, Nivrita above the Vidhi regulative principles, Sedata from restrictions, Naragunya Svaha transcendentally situated. Ramante, take pleasure in Sma, distinctly Unanukatane, describing the glories Harehe of the Lord. Translation: O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalist, who are above the regulative principles and restrictions, take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. Purport. The topmost transcendentalist is a liberated soul and therefore is not within the purview of the regulative principles. A neophyte who is intended to be promoted to the spiritual plane is guided by the spiritual master and the regulative principles. He may be compared to a patient who is treated by various restrictions under medical jurisdiction. Generally, such liberated souls also take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities, as mentioned above. Since Narayan Hari, the personality of Godhead, is beyond the material creation, his form and attributes are not material. The topmost transcendentalists, or the liberated souls, realize him by advanced experience of transcendental knowledge. And therefore, they take pleasure in the discussion of the transcendental qualities of the Lord's pastimes. In the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead declares that his appearance and activities are all divyam, or transcendental. The common man who is under the spell of material energy takes it for granted that the Lord is like one of us, and therefore he refuses to accept the transcendental nature of the Lord's form, name, etc. The topmost transcendentalist is not interested in anything material, and he is taking interest in the matter of the Lord's activities. That's a definite proof that the Lord is not like one of us in the material world. In the Vedic literatures also, it is confirmed that the Supreme Lord is one, but that he is engaged in his transcendental pastimes in the company of his unalloyed devotees, and that simultaneously he is present as a supersoul, an expansion of Baladev in the heart of all living entities. Now that's interesting. I personally was not aware of this, so maybe there are others also, and I will read it again. In the Vedic literatures also, it is confirmed that the Supreme Lord is one, but that he is engaged in his transcendental pastimes in the company of his unalloyed devotees, and that simultaneously he is present as a supersoul, an expansion of Baladev in the heart of all living entities. Therefore, the highest perfection of transcendental realization is to take pleasure in hearing and describing the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and not in merging into his impersonal Brahman existence, as the impersonalist monist aspires. Real transcendental pleasure is realized in the glorification of the transcendental Lord, and not in the feeling of being situated in his impersonal feature. But there are also others, were not the topmost transcendentalists, but are in the lower status, and who do not take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Rather, they discuss such activities of the Lord formally with the aim of merging into his existence. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Jaya Vatari Gaurakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare O King Parikshit, Prayena Munayo Rajan Nivritta Vritti Sedata Nair Gunya Staramantis Ma Gunanu Katane Harehe. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists, who are above the regulative principles and restrictions, take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam appears a very interesting, yes, fascinating verse which gives an explanation to this and which describes with a nice picture what takes place when the katha of Krishna or Krishna katha is uttered. It says that when Krishna katha is discussed, a stream is created which purifies three types of people. First the speaker, then the one who has asked the question, and finally the audience who sits around and who also hears the speaking of Krishna Katha. Let us consider who was present when the wonderful Bhagavatam was narrated. The answer is, there was Shukadev Goswami, the qualified speaker, Parikshit Maharaj, the qualified questioner, and also listener, and then the whole audience of the topmost saints of this universe. They were taking pleasure in this stream of Krishna Katha, and they are so inspired by it that Parikshit Maharaj, at the end, towards the end of the Bhagavatam, he said, "Oh, this stream of nectar is so good. Let whatever is destined to come, this mystical snake bird, come. I don't really mind. I have one request. When I'm finished, when I'm gone, please don't stop this. Continue." Yeah, for the benefit of the human people. So this Bhagavatam Katha, it is so nice to hear directly about Krishna. Yesterday we had a small preaching program at the, certainly not the great musicians, but we just chanted at the homes of some people, and we just chanted. And then we felt spontaneously very happy, and we got up on our feet, we danced through the apartments, through the different rooms, and felt so happy and glad. And then we sat down, and we just read a little from the Nectar of Devotion, the qualities of Krishna, because we felt so happy to chant his names, and I wanted to know more about him. And it was so nice. This movement for Krishna consciousness is really created to facilitate that this stream of Krishna Katha is freely flowing, and that the members of this movement are taking great benefit from this stream, which according to Rikshit Maharaj, the saints of Naishwaryandya, it's just so good, it should even go on after the death of Parikshit. It should go immediately, always on. This movement has been created for this stream. Now, this morning I will tell you a story which many of us will not forget. It is a critical story to get my audience into some mood of listening. It is not always a very pleasing story, but it will end into something very pleasing. Once there was a stream, a great river. On the bank of this river, a little bit in the river, there were some creatures, Kshatriya in German. They lived there, and they were holding tight to the stones and the rocks. They were also holding tight to the sticks of wood which were in the water. They were just klammern, unklammern. They were holding tight to this. The stream was flowing since many years, but they were opposing the stream. They thought, what is this stream coming by the irresponsibly wandering and wandering? They were just attached to their rocks and to their sticks and stones and not letting go. One day, one particular individual creature thought, this is boring. I'm always opposing the stream. Since time immemorial, I want to let go. And he opened his hand like this. But then he immediately saw that the stream was so powerful it would carry him away. He immediately grasped again. And then after a day or so he said, but what do I have to lose? I want to go with the stream. Go with the flow is one of our titles on our long playing record. I want to go with the stream. So he said it to the others, but the others became very agitated. How can you do this? If you go with the stream, you will be smashed against a rock and die. He said, no. And he let go. Stream took him, and he flew over the river, dancing up and down, screaming, Juche, das gibt's nicht. That's difficult to translate in English. The others were very angry at him. How could he also become so irresponsible? Just go. No longer holding tight. And he was flowing by another village of people who were somehow living in the river, and not people, creatures, I have to say, creatures, the holding tide. And they said, oh, here comes the erlöste, the liberated comes. You are very great soul, they said. What did you do? And they said, he said, well, I let go. No, let go? This is not very good of you. You are very highly irresponsible. And he was already gone. And since that time, they are talking about him. Oh, a liberated soul went by. But also they did not let go. So in the movement for Krishna consciousness, we have the stream of glorification of Krishna. That's really the only business. The passing moments of time are best utilized in glorifying Krishna. But sometimes, due to unfortunate circumstances, we are not able to let go and really dive into that stream, flow of Krishna Katha. And I would say the greatest thing which holds us back are internal problems which arise in the association of devotees, which come from our previous sanskaras of you know, being quarrelsome people. It is Prabhupada said, you Westerners have two problems. You are hopelessly attached to sex and to quarreling. And he made another statement, quite intense even. He said at one time, the dogs and cats only they can only fight amongst each other, but the human being can fight with Maya. That's the difference. We can fight with Maya, and Maya appears in the association of devotees, and when we don't recognize her there, and bacate is a Yugoslavian word for throwing out, if we don't bacate her, then it is very difficult for us to really flow with the flow of Krishna Katha, or go with the flow, we say. When we will remain attached as a result to quarreling with Vaishnavas, we cannot have the taste, the higher taste in Krishna Katha, but we, due to that offense, remain attached to material things, have a material taste in our lives. So, in dealing with Vaishnavas, there is a very, very interesting letter which yesterday I received out of the from our Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, and I thought to read it. It's a letter dated 18th of October 1973, it starts like this. Now this displeasing of God, brothers, has already begun and gives me too much agitation in my mind. Our Gaudiya Math people fought with one another after the demise, that demise means disappearance, of Guru Maharaj, but my disciples have already begun fighting even in my presence. So so I'm greatly concerned about it. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes the Trinadapi Shloka. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can enter the stream. One can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Absent-minded. We must always remember this verse and be as tolerant as a